Hey, hey, welcome back. You guys are listening to Oh For Fuck's Sake. I am Lenny, your host, with an I, not a Y. How is everybody doing? It is November 7th. Woo, we are talking about mental health. It is a heavy topic, I know that for sure. Whether you're dealing with it yourself personally, or know a loved one, or a friend, acquaintance, you know, it's heavy. It's a big topic. I mean, it's something that everybody deals with. It comes down to the level and the, you know, the magnitude of how much is on your plate and what you're dealing with personally, that it becomes, you know, the biggest issue. But everyone deals with mental health. And mental health, you know, it's both negative and positive. So, like I said in my last episode yesterday, you got to maintain it. It needs maintenance. You got to constantly just do it for you, for the sake of mine, you know? But before I do all that, before I jump into today's episode, let me give you my goods. It is Hug-A-Bear Day, National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds. I can do without the bittersweet. I'll take the full-on healthy chocolate for you. National Cancer Awareness. Go get checked. If you think anything's wrong, go get yourself checked out, because chances are you find out too late. National Retinal Day. It is Notary Public Day, Project Management Day, and it's National Men Make Dinner Day. All you men out there, you better stop at Publix on the way home. And it's also National Programmatic Advertising Day. Now you're probably like, what the heck is that? It's basically like all the advertising that you see online. Oh, well, you're on your phone scrolling. You know, the website hotwired.com basically gets the credit for kicking off the digital advertising revolution. But if you guys remember the DoubleClick, it was probably the original ad server for online banner ads, but I think Google purchased them in 2008 or something. And then, I did have to look up, in 2016, the estimated amount spent on programmatic ads was $20.41 billion. That's crazy. I mean, people are banking on this stuff. And that's changed dramatically over like the decade. So those industry pioneers are fading away, let me tell you, for sure. Because it's like, you know, you've heard of, you know, your Google, the advertisements, the, you know, the trade desk, the media math. Like, those are the things that are hitting hard right now. They're just known for the reach and the capabilities and all the stuff for advertising to people. And like, I think some of the pioneers that we used to know were like Rocket Fuel and what was the other one? Seismic. Those are just burning out. So crazy. I would jump on that. I think that's just something. One, I think it's cool because it's like computers and stuff like that, because my dad was all into computers and that whole world. I mean, he could literally take a computer apart and rebuild the whole thing and put it back together. But also on the other side of the spectrum of that, it's like the get to be creative and advertise, and that's my world, that's my realm. So I love that stuff. But anyways, for everyone who didn't know what programmatic advertising was, today is the day for all that. Birthdays. It's Lord's birthday, David Guetta, Adam Devine. He's hilarious, the one that's in Pitch Perfect, and he's also in that other movie, what is it called, with Zac Efron. Oh, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. That's hilarious. If you've never seen that, go see that. And Jason London, which he has a twin, and Jeremy London is his twin. He's married to Juliet Reeves. I think Jeremy's the more popular one that well-known that everybody knows. He was in Seventh Heaven and Party of Five, but it's their birthday today, and it would have been Marie Curie's birthday, so. And of course, I can't forget the horoscope for all my Libra loves out there. Our horoscope for today, and this is the MSN one, is there is nothing worse than being the one perky person in the room full of dispirited, caffeine-deprived individuals. Alas, you are bound to be that perky person today. The grocery store is not the place to try out your new comedy routines or impress others with your talents. Try to focus on the tasks at hand and save the performances for a truly appreciative audience. That's hilarious. I feel like that sums up me with my roommate, my best friend. I'm always the perky one that says, oh, what, to be paid attention to me. So I just do that on daily tour. Anyways, but The horoscope.com one is, there's some likelihood that a recent meeting with an influential person has put a damper on your hopes for your projects. Will you abandon them and live with regret? Or will you choose to maintain your goals despite advice to the contrary and the risks of encountering disapproval from your supervisors? This is the type of question you will have to resolve today, Libra. Interesting. Speaking of that, I need to email the principal and ask her a few questions. So, hopefully that doesn't have to do with that. So, but yeah, for all my goods there, that's a mouthful. But let's jump into it though. So, mental health. I want today to talk about the struggles. You know, the struggles, the daily battles, the silence, the invisible things that people don't see. Just all those things. So let's jump into it. Here we go. So the types of struggles in mental health. You've got your internal struggles, your external struggles, and your hidden struggles. Those are your big, huge, key players you got. So, but within those struggles, you've got your physical, your emotional, you know, and then within those you have, you know, the symptoms that mental health takes on your body itself brings you your physical ailments. Then your emotional ones, you know, the guilt, the fear, the anxiety, the depression, all those things. I mean, mental health is so broad, so big, so huge. I mean, it's something that is so significant in everyone's life that it's, I can't even say it enough, you know, it's crazy, but I can't. And it's just something that I want everybody to know about, and something that's just so little and comes down to something so small, and you may think it's insignificant, but it's very significant, and you may not even realize that it's something that's changing and drastically, you know, affecting your life in so many ways. So that's why I want to talk about the struggles, why people stay silent, you know, the impact of the silence. So let's jump into it. So your internal struggles are the anxiety, the depression, the self-doubt, the low self-esteem, you know, the emotional toll it takes. Within those ones, you have the suppression. You start to suppress those things. And by being silent, you know, you have that fear of judgment, the self-stigmas, the isolation, you know, the resentment and frustration. Suppressing emotions when you resent and you have so much frustration can lead to a buildup of these things, you know, towards others, towards yourself, the guilt and the shame cycles. People often feel guilty about struggling. You know, it makes them feel like they don't deserve support. That further deepens their silence, you know, the emotional exhaustion that it takes on somebody. Constantly hiding, you know, their feelings, draining them emotionally, takes out their energy. You know, it can worsen depending on the symptoms. External struggles, the social stigma, the lack of support, the workplace challenges, you know, family dynamics of just the judgment. I mean, trust me, I know from personal experience, it is bad. It's horrible. Being in from my own personal, you know, what I've lived with and been through, and I had a really good talk with my brother last night actually about some stuff, but it honestly is, you know, when people are dealing with mental health, and we talked about my dad and his, it's just, he asked me, he's like, why about some of these things? And it was just because, you know, people don't take the time to, I mean, just sit and look and think to yourself what that person might be going through, or, you know, let me look through their eyes for a minute, or let me just sit in their seat for a second. You know, people are so worried about their damn selves, which that's fine. You can worry about yourself. You can love yourself. You can put yourself first. But if you want to be a human being and socialize with the outside world and be in society, I mean, you got to have a little compassion. You got to have a little respect. You got to have some kind of couth and morals and, you know, values and everything else. So if you're going to have a relationship or you're going to interact with the outside world and other people, you know, take a minute and really think about your actions. Think about your responses. Think about, you know, your behaviors. because it really impacts everyone around you. You know, the thing that makes me so mad, you know, about mental health and the external struggles and stuff like that, and the internal struggles, is that within these struggles, I feel like people are so afraid to be judged and looked at, and, you know, so worried about what everyone around them thinks, that they are too afraid to do anything about it and get the help and, you know, help themselves. I mean, that's, I don't know how much better to say it, but it's just, I mean, even within, you know, we say the black sheep of the family. There's always a black sheep of our family. And as bad as it sounds and as sad as it sounds and everything else, and I'm probably going to piss some people off, and, you know, it is what it is, but I don't care because it's the whole point of my podcast. But, you know, as hard as some people may try and everything else, we're, you know, you don't live a picture-perfect life, and everybody knows that. Not everyone's perfect. Nobody is perfect. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have battles. You're going to, but there's no point in pointing fingers at people for that. There's no point in, you know, broadcasting it or centering out somebody or, you know, making them the center of attraction and everything else. Like, for me, myself, when I was going through rehab and everything else, I had no support. I had no support. Nobody was there for me. You know, I was there. I was a black sheep. Oh my God, she's an alcoholic. You know, point fingers, point fingers, point fingers. Not once was anybody sitting there, you know, making the effort to educate my children and tell them, you know, this is what's happening and this is what's going on with mommy. No, not at all. We were too busy pointing fingers and, oh, mommy messed up, you know, bad, bad, bad. So now my children have the mentality of, you know, even looking at somebody drinking beer or something, they're going to go to jail or something. I mean, it's insane. But that's what I'm talking about. When I say the external struggles, it's people are so busy socially, and to be just caught up in that, you know, judge, judge, judge. God, you know, we don't live in, if you lived in glass houses, I mean, everybody would be broken. It's just, stop throwing rocks. Stop, you know, pointing fingers. You know, it's just, it's sickening. So when it gets to that point, and then it comes to the hidden struggles, people mask and they minimize their feelings and emotions and their experiences, and that's when they try to fit in and avoid the judgment and all of everything else. You know, the silent struggles, it tends to travel into the avoidance behaviors. You know, you have your nonverbal cues that people don't say anything at all, and they mask the pain. That's when they start self-medicating, the deflecting, you know, just the avoidance, the walls build it up, you know, the ability to cope with things. It just, it's exhausting, and people end up feeling stuck and trapped. You know, it's a persistent living in self-judgment and self-criticism, and so nobody talks about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about their flaws and their, you know, their bad characteristics and traits and stuff like that. Of course nobody wants to do that. But that's life, people. We are human. We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to fuck up. We're going to, you know, that is a part of all of it. That's part of being human, and it's part of being you and yourself. And when I go back to, you know, the whole seeking help and, seeking help and seeing somebody to talk about it. Again, it doesn't have to be that you're going in to talk to somebody all about bad things. You could have something great going on with your life. You know, people used to be pen pals for a reason. People used to mail each other letters for a reason. You know, that anticipation that, you know, oh my God, I got a letter coming. Or, you know, we've lost all that. We have lost all any kind of that humanity of the sorts of whatever. You know, sometimes maybe somebody just wants to tell somebody something that was amazing that happened in their day. I mean, I do it all the time with my roommate, and I know I drive her insane, but I have to tell her everything. But for that, for me, that's my own sanity. Like, that helps me cope, and that helps me get through the day, whether it's good or bad. And love her to death, because she'll listen. She listens to me. You know, some people just need that, not to get into that silence, to be, you know, keeping it bottled up. And it's just, there's so, okay. So when I talk about the impact of silence and the daily battles that people have with their inner demons. You know, it's the feeling of being stuck, the fear of the vulnerability, the guilt, the shame, because then they feel like they're, you know, they're a burden and they're hurt, like they're annoying somebody or they're just too much for someone, you know. And I personally seeing that with my dad, it was just like, my dad lived in this house, and to me, I felt like there's so many times, and I'm guilty of it here and there sometimes too, but like we would not ignore him, but just he was there, and what were we doing about it? What was anybody doing about it, you know? And half the time people would just be like, I'll leave him alone, you know. What if we would have taken an extra minute or two and just talked to him and like, Dad, you know, what's going on? What's really, you know, is there something you want to talk about or whatever, you know? I wonder, but I can't do that. I can't dwell and I can't sit and I can't, you know, sit in that pool and think about things like that. But it's hard to think about things, the moments and stuff like that, and seeing it now in the different ways of way people communicate, and just, you know, going to school for all of this, you know, I should have been a psychologist. I probably could be a psychologist. I just can't legally, what is it called, I listen to the radio station in the morning, it says unlicensed psychologist or something, unlicensed therapy. That's what I need to start. I can't prescribe you anything, I can't do anything, but I'll definitely talk with you and help you cope and stuff like that and give you some good things to manage. But yeah, anyways, but I mean, it's just, and then it becomes a cycle. Stuff like this becomes a cycle, and then it just continues, and it's just, you know, that's where it comes into people self-medicating, the alcoholism, the drugs, the I'm not even talking about like hardcore drug addicts that are out there just trying to find their next fix. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs, that is the biggest thing of how people become addicts. And again, that's where it starts, you know, they medicate you with something and then it becomes so routine and you're just on it for so long, and it's like, then they get used to it and you gotta up it up and whatever. But I don't want to dive into that world either, but, it's just the struggle and the silence of it, the weight of it. God, it's just, it affects people so differently. And I just want to be here to just open your eyes a little bit more. Open your eyes a little bit more. Look at those people around you. I mean, literally tonight, let's just do a little fun thing here. Tonight, before you go to bed, think about all the people in your life. Think about every single person in your life. I mean, those main key players, day in, day out, that affect you every day. And just think for a minute. Okay, so I'm my child, my oldest daughter. What is she going through on a daily? Or what can I see that it's changed in her attitude or her personality? Did she have a good day today? Did she have a bad day today? And just reflect on that and think to myself, like, you know, maybe there's something going on, or maybe, you know, yesterday was a really good day. Like, I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, she was so nice to me today. You know, I did something. I got to think back to, like, oh, how did I approach things? You know, and I probably started off the day better. You know, we probably got off on the right foot, whatever. But literally do that. Take a second. I urge you guys. I'm just asking you guys, you know, just right before you fall asleep, you're already laying in bed, you're already doing nothing. Just think about the people in your life. Think about the people closest to you. And maybe tomorrow when you wake up, you can reach out to that person and be like, hey, you know, I've just been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Maybe let's go grab lunch or go grab a coffee. Let's catch up, you know. Or, hey, you know, I was thinking the other day when I saw you, you know, you were doing so-and-so and you're talking about so-and-so and it just seemed like you had a lot on your plate or whatever. Is there anything I can do to help you out? Or, you know, hey, send them an email. Just thinking about you, you know, whatever. It just comes down to so many little things, and I don't know. I hate when people feel like a burden, and they feel stuck, and I'm guilty of that myself for not doing enough. And again, I can't sit here and dwell on it. I can't change anything because the past is the past, and what's happened has happened. But all I can do is make more people aware of things with mental health and really realize there's a lot of people out there just struggling silently, and people just don't even know. It's just the impact of silence on mental health is out of this world. So again, I hope I covered up some stuff for you guys. I hope that maybe I clicked and, you know, said into somebody and gave them, you know, a little encouragement and support to maybe go reach out to somebody. And again, like I said, go see a therapist and just tell them everything. You know, I mean, my roommate's probably my therapist right now, but I loved being able to just unload and, you know, speak what was on my mind and get it out. Because if you feel so much better, I promise you, the weight is lifted. I mean, it just, how great does it feel to just share your pure joy and excitement and achievements and, you know, the great things about your life with somebody? It's good. I mean, even holding in that positive stuff can be a lot. I mean, if you don't have anybody to share that with, it's a lonely life. So just think about how that doubles and, you know, affects individuals when it's negative. So that's all I got for you guys today. Tomorrow's Friday Feels. I'm excited. I got a good one for you guys. So just the struggles, the silence, all those things, you know, reach out to somebody, smile at somebody today, you know, wave, say hello, open the door for somebody. It only takes, I mean, pay for the kid's candy behind you in line. I don't know. Just do something sweet. But yeah, that's all I got. I hope everybody has a great Thursday. I got some more stuff to do. I got the plumbers here in my house right now because my floors in my front room are flooding. Like, the water is coming from the ground. It's crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on, but hopefully they fix it. Good Lord, because it's not fun. I swear, there's something that falls apart in this house every day, but it is what it is. Anyways, I'm going to go check on them, see what's going with that, figure out what we're doing for dinner, get the kids, all the things. Yes, yes, yes. But tomorrow, I'll be back. Friday Feels. I'm excited. Thank you guys again from the bottom of my heart for listening. Really appreciate it. And please, please email me. Email me with anything. I mean, even if you want to tell me your kid freaking pooped on the toilet today, potty trained, send me a message. I want to hear about it. I want to know. But until then, you guys, have a great Thursday. And don't forget, don't do anything I wouldn't do.